I want to talk this morning about wisdom for today. And I think if anybody's paying any attention to what's going on in the world today, and especially in our country, it's time for a little wisdom, don't you?
Amen.
So, wisdom for today. I want us to go to Daniel. I told Brother BG I was going to steal some of Daniel today, but I want to go to Daniel. The 12th chapter of Daniel, the last chapter of the book. And I want to read four verses. Daniel is a great book, and I have just been thrilled, actually thrilled, with the teaching BJ has been bringing us from the book of Daniel. How many have been through the book of Daniel so far with BJ? And it's been great?
Amen.
Amen. At that time shall Michael stand up, the great prince, which standeth with the children of thy people. And there shall be a time of trouble such as never was since there was a nation, even to that time. And at that time thy people shall be delivered, every one that shall be found written in the book. And many of them that sleep in the dust of the earth shall wake, some to everlasting life, and some to shame and everlasting contempt. And they that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament. And they that turn many to righteousness as the stars forever and ever. But thou, O Daniel, shut up the words and seal the book, even to the time of the end. And it shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall be increased. I believe those of us, you at least, who attempt to be honest with yourselves, would agree that if anything is needed in today's world, it's wisdom. There'd be any argument for that problem. Webster defines wisdom as discernment or insight, as scholarly knowledge and learning, and as the wise application of moral and technical operations. Strong's exhaustive concordance of the Bible defines the Hebrew word wise in both verses of the Daniel reading simply as our English word intelligence. Now, with that in mind, I would think it reasonable then to consider both Webster and Strong's definitely agree with that, and the definitions are accurate. Intelligence, application, correct application to situations and so forth. The wisest man that ever lived wrote these words, and I know it's just short, but I want you to turn there because I want you to see them in the Bible. So it's found, of course, in, where am I here? Proverbs chapter 9. Ninth chapter of Proverbs. Just a few words. Maybe the most profound words when you stop and think of what they say. And it's the 10th verse of Proverbs chapter 9. I'm going to read it, and then I want you to read it with me. First, I will read it. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. And the knowledge of the holy is understanding. Let's read it together. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the holy is understanding. Think about that. Think about that. I'll bet you anything the prophet Daniel had access to King Solomon's teaching on wisdom when he recorded our text verses those thousands of years ago, be that as it may. whether he did or not. Let's examine the first four verses of Daniel's text. The idea here comes across to us that sleeping through current events and wisdom don't go together very well. Sleeping through not being aware of, not being cognizant of what's going on in the world today doesn't go very well with wisdom. A sleeping church or a sleeping Christian is a very dangerous thing in times of trouble. I call your attention to verse 3. Listen now to verse 3. And they that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament. And they that turn many to righteousness as the stars forever and ever. In times of great trouble, God's people are to turn many to righteousness. That needs to be a busy time for God's church, trying to win souls to Jesus Christ. It may be our last opportunity. Wow. Sounds pretty serious. The scripture here plainly states that the wise will shine with brightness during troubled times. Amen?
Amen.
They're not going to hide. That's when they're going to shine. Brothers and sisters, we need to be shining. What's he talking about? Well, let's go on. Here's what Jesus says about that to his people. Matthew chapter 5. I think most of you know where I'm going, if you know your Bible at all, but Matthew chapter 5. Verse 14 and on. I'll wait till you find it. Here's what Jesus says about this. Speaking to his people, amen? Here's what he said. Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. It is time for the church in the United States of America to shine forth.
Amen.
It is time for good works to be delivered by God's people. We are in trouble. Just like Daniel said. And it's time for us to shine. This poor lost world, right outside these doors this morning, desperately needs the light. Too many sleeping churches and sleeping Christians of our day are far too comfortable with complacency. The wisdom Solomon wrote of and that Daniel refers to has been replaced by a passion for numbers. Yes. Replaced by a passion for numbers, for bodies. Numbers instead of born-again sinners. Comfort instead of personal sacrifice. Fear of the Lord, reverence and obedience to Him and His Word is the wisdom this world needs, and the church and people hiding under the safety of the bushel basket of false comfort shed very little light in a world that prefers the darkness of selfishness and sin. Okay, so in Daniel 1 through 4, Daniel is instructing. Listen what he says. Listen what the messenger says to Daniel. He says, shut up and seal this disturbing book until the end of time. Just be still. Just seal the book up. Okay? That's what he said. Seal the book up until the end of time. Notice the closing words here. Many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall be increased. No, not wisdom. Knowledge shall be increased. That's interesting. Certainly, since Daniel wrote the words, this is exactly what has happened. So there we are. That brings us right up to date. Do you just suppose, beloved, that this time of trouble that Daniel refers to, do you suppose it's upon us? Could well be. A time such as never was since there was a nation. The great flood was a time of trouble. Amen. Great flood. I figure that was a time of trouble. Only 8 survived. I say that was a time of trouble. The captivity of God's chosen people by Egypt, by Babylon, by Persia, by Assyria, that was a time of trouble. Amen. The Roman Empire and its dominance, the political intrigue of the Pharisees and Pharisees, the destruction of Jerusalem, all times of trouble. The persecution of the early church carried on under Nero, trouble. God's people are persecuted, vilified, martyred, and during the hardest times of trouble, the true church not only survives, but grows and spreads. Just study history. Under persecution, the church grew and spread. I want you to know, beloved, in the United States of America, Christians are beginning to suffer persecution. You read the papers? You see what's happening? Millions of children killed according to the law of the land? Are you aware of that? Does it matter? How many of those children could have grown to be Spurgeons? How many of those children could have been great revivalists? How many of those children could have been another Luther? History backs up our Daniel text and Solomon's declaration. True wisdom is the glorious, exalting, ecstatic, fearing, loving, and obeying the word of God. Amen. The Word of God is creative. The Word of God is written. The Word of God is living, spoken, recorded, and born in the human flesh. The walking, talking, living Word of God, Jesus Christ. The written Word of God, the Bible. The spoken Word of God. Like he told old Job, when Job was standing finally before him alone, where were you when I hung that moon in space? Where were you when I created the whale in the ocean? I tell you what, jump down with me now in Daniel, same chapter, to verses 8 through 10. And listen to God's word. And I heard, Daniel says, and I heard, but I understood not. I heard, but I didn't understand. How often that's true in my life. I've heard it, but I didn't understand. Listen to what he said. But I heard, and I heard, but I understood not. Then said I, O my Lord, what shall be the end of these things? And he said, go thy way, Daniel. But the words are closed up and sealed till the time of the end. Many shall be purified and made white and tried. But the wicked shall do wickedly, and none of the wicked shall understand. But the wise shall understand. Do you understand what's going on? Do you understand what's going on over in Europe, Africa, Holy Land, South America, China, United States? You understand? I don't. But I know this. God knows. And I know God. Do you? I think in times like this, you better. Why am I saying all this? Notice what is to transpire from Daniel's time until the time of the end. Notice, many shall be purified and made white. Many will see the light. How are they going to see the light if no one takes it to them? How long do we have? Maybe a long time. And maybe not very long at all. Look at what's going on today. Look where all eyes are glued today on the Holy Land. Why, isn't that interesting? What's going on in the Holy Land today? Many shall be purified and made white and tried. Oh, martyrs all over the world, in China, India, and Africa, dying for the faith. Hasn't happened in America yet. But what are they trying to do? They're trying to hush up the church. They're trying to seal our lips. They're trying to frighten us with threats. There's a lady serving time in jail right now because she wouldn't marry homosexuals. What about the separation of church and state? What about those things? Why? The Supreme Court ignores them. The Supreme Court doesn't interpret law anymore. It makes law. That is not in the Constitution of the United States, my friends. It is to interpret the laws of the land. Congress makes the laws of the land. Is that right or wrong? Does anyone speak out about it? No. They'd rather publish in the newspapers about the ladies wanting to go shirtless like the man. Right? God help us, folks. The wise, those with intelligence enough to believe God's word, will understand. Understand what? Understand that no matter what happens to us, it is going to end just like God planned it to end before he spoke anything into existence. Boy, that's comforting. Isn't that comforting, Christian? My goodness. If you belong to Jesus, your name is written in that book spoken of in the very first verse of Daniel 12. The book written, Paul reminds the church in Ephesus, before the foundation of the world. That's pretty secure. That's pretty secure. I'm glad my name's written down there, because I'm not worthy of it. I'm glad he wrote it. I'm glad he did. I'm glad somebody else didn't mind. Beloved people, many will be purified, made white, and tried. How about you? How about you? You say, well, we're all here. We're like church members. Aren't we? I don't know. You may be church members, are you saved? No, that's a question I need to ask. Are you saved? Is your name written in the book? Are you sure? Have you checked it out? You know yourself better than I do. I can't judge you. So I gotta tell everybody. Trust Jesus. Become a purified Christian believer. Study the Bible. Come to Sunday school. Attend prayer meeting. Shine your light. Have you been purified, made white by trusting God's word and trusting Jesus Christ who died to pay for your sin? The wicked, we are told, those who don't believe God's word or trust his son Jesus for salvation will not understand. If you say, I'm confused, preacher, I don't know, then talk to God. You say, God, I don't understand. Or better yet, say, God, I know I'm a sinner. I know I can't help myself. I know I can't do anything myself. Help me, Lord. You know what will happen? You get saved. You believe that? I guarantee it. Do you understand this morning? It's pretty plain. Really wise people may not understand a lot of things, but one thing they do understand is this. One thing wise people do understand is this. God created everything according to his plan, not ours. According to his plan. And it will end just the way he planned it in the beginning. Don't try to understand until you put your trust completely in his word, because you can't. And it's only then that you will. It's only once you turn it over to God, and then, oh, I never saw that. Oh, I'm still, you know what? I've been a Christian 52 years, I'm still learning stuff. Just the other day. Well, a good example. I love Daniel. I studied Daniel. I really get thrilled out of the teaching from BJ. And you know what? I have never really looked at that verse that I'm preaching from before this way. It applies to us. We are to be the light. You and I ought to be these, and the be wise shall shine in the brightness of the firmament. It's dark out there. They need the light. If we have it, we certainly need to share it. I don't really know it. This is that time of trouble Daniel refers to in that text, but I do know this. If it is or it isn't, I believe God's word. And I pray that each person here this morning believes it also. Fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. The correct translation of the word here is deep respect. Awe, A-W-E. Awe is overused by so many of today's young people. I use it for everything, but the dispenser of true wisdom, the creator of the universe, certainly deserves our awe. Jehovah, Christian, is our awesome Father, believe it. Realize you can be someone's light. You can be someone's light in this world of darkness because you are this God's child.
Amen.